You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Norwegian oil companies have been given the all-clear by Oslo District Court to drill on Arctic land despite protests. Greenpeace NZ are describing the decision as disappointing, but still see positives in the movement to prevent future oil fracking. Greenpeace campaigner Amanda Larsen says the neglection of Norway's action on the environment is unsatisfactory, but adds that the move away from heavy petrol-consuming vehicles will shed new light on a safer environment. 95BFM reporter Mark Casson speaks to Larsen about her thoughts on the issue.
Greenpeace took the Norwegian government to court last year for the government's decision to allow oil drilling in the Arctic. Basically, the Norwegian constitution requires that they protect the environment for the health of their citizens. Greenpeace argued that allowing these permits in the Arctic meant that was in breach of the Norwegian constitution. The Norwegian court decided that while the government does indeed have a constitutional responsibility to protect the environment for its citizens, the court argued that the Norwegian government wasn't responsible for oil that is burnt overseas, so outside of Norwegian territory. Greenpeace obviously takes dispute with that decision, so it wasn't the decision that we hoped for, but it does set an important precedent that the court has recognized that constitutional requirement.
So if the court decided that Norway was not responsible for it, who is responsible for it?
That's a good question. Greenpeace disagrees that the Norwegian government is not responsible for oil that is extracted from its territory. We believe that the Norwegian government has a duty to end oil exploration in its seas, much the same way that we believe that here in New Zealand, the government has a responsibility to end oil exploration and extraction off our shores.
With Norway being given the all clear to drill in the Arctic, how could this impact our world? So we could think about this two ways, sort of environmentally, and do you also think that businesses will also get the idea of being able to run through this as well in other countries?
I think the oil industry wants to go wherever they can to extract as much oil as possible. They're entering into some really remote areas like the Arctic and even like here in New Zealand, where the oil that they're looking for is very risky to produce, to extract and to produce. I think, though, that what's really kind of paradoxically positive about this decision is that it will only strengthen people's resolve to end exploration for oil. The fact that we're allowing oil companies to drill in some of the most untouched and pristine parts of our world, I think, is really upsetting to a lot of people. And millions of people have already signed a petition to end oil drilling in the Arctic. And I think it'll only strengthen their resolve to keep taking action on the issue.
Okay, so if we were focusing more, a little bit more at home, considering that we have oil companies come to New Zealand quite a bit, if Jacinda Ardern, our Prime Minister, were to put a stop to us, how would our country benefit from it?
I think there's massive benefits in Jacinda Ardern creating a precedent. So a couple of the companies that are exploring for oil in New Zealand, for example, Statoil and OMV, are both companies that are exploring for oil in the Arctic as well. So if Jacinda Ardern says, you know, some of these parts of our world, like the coast of New Zealand, are off limits because they're too precious, I think that will really concern a lot of those companies that are looking for oil in other pristine places like the Arctic.
And do you think if she were to put a stop to it because she was saying they're too precious, do you think that would damage our economy a little bit?
I think there's a myth that oil and gas is essential to the economy. The reality is that the clean energy industry is already producing several more jobs than the oil industry. So the clean energy industry per dollar invested produces more jobs than oil, gas, and coal. And in the U.S., for example, there are more jobs in clean energy than in oil, gas, and coal combined. So what that really says is that oil and gas is an outdated industry that really has no place and no value any longer.
Do you think with Norway going forward and drilling in the Arctic, do you think they're acting as sort of like the first and then other countries will follow? Do you feel that could be a big concern in this instance?
Do you mean Norway being the first actor and not wanting to kind of come out ahead of other countries?
Yeah.
I mean, the oil industry is the most important industry in Norway. Historically, it's the industry that really sort of created a lot of wealth for Norway. So it's got a lot of influence and power over the Norwegian government. But the reality is that there is no longer any place for oil and gas, given what we know about its effects on climate change. And I think that means that if the Norwegian government does go ahead and end oil in the Arctic or in its territories, that sends a massive precedent to the rest of the world, given how important the industry is in that country.
Do you think there's another way we could go around this? So do you think that there could be another resource that could replace oil, or do you think that there's another way to get oil without actually drilling or ruining the environment?
One of the main reasons that we use oil is in our vehicles, in our cars, and what we're already seeing is the massive boom in electric vehicle sales around the world. Perhaps it's not noticeable in New Zealand yet, but in China, for example, they're already talking about ruling out petrol vehicles on their roads in the near future, which is creating a massive demand for electric vehicles in one of the most, you know, the most populous country in the world. So I think that in a very short space of time, we're going to see a dramatic change in the demand for oil, which will really affect the industry. And I'd just like to say this decision by the Norwegian court is disappointing, because the Arctic is an incredibly important and precious place, and we shouldn't be exploring for oil there. But I think the fact that this decision has been made will only strengthen people's resolve to fight the oil industry, both in the Arctic and in other places where it's rife, like here in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.